Recording this at 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Monday, June 1st. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Give me a couple of minutes to tell you about Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They hope you never have a need for legal assistance. If you do, take this piece of advice from their current clients who say, I should have done this in the first place, and do it in the first place. Get the free consult about your situation from a full-service law firm that services the greater Tampa Bay area. What have you got to lose? 813-902-3576 or request a free consult at brandonlegalgroup.com. Speaking of free, gets everybody's attention. How about free golf? And I'm going to give you a choice. Because Jesse Pratt makes me an ambassador for Plantation Palms Golf Club as I host a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament annually at Plantation Palms Golf Club and will again in October of 2026. If you would like either two free greens fees, all you pay for is the cart, to play their par 72, 18-hole, well-maintained championship layout, or four free passes for Mulligan's Mini Golf, also at Plantation Palms Golf Club. What do you want? You want two free greens fees to play the big course, or you want four free passes to play mini golf? Email me and ask for them. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. And as I've said on previous podcasts, if you're one of my players who support my podcast, I really appreciate it. I always give you vouchers to play Plantation Palms. I'm trying to appeal to people who haven't played Plantation Palms or visited the property in the last 5 years. So if you've never been there, or maybe you were there a long time ago before they shut down, before it was bought and rebooted, yeah, it was one of those properties. It's in Land O'Lakes, in a gated community. It has members, but it's open to the public. Visit PlantationPalms.net for more information. But yeah, reach out for me. Reach out to me for free golf passes. If you haven't been there in the last 5 years, four mini golf passes or two free greens fees, what do you want? ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. My email for other podcast stuff is wright.todd@yahoo.com. About an hour ago, the Rams made a deal they were trying to make the day of the draft. That deal was for Myles Garrett. As they bring in Garrett, Jared Verse, an outstanding talent, not on the level of Myles Garrett, but versus younger than Myles Garrett. And a number one going to Cleveland, Garrett goes to the Rams. Some quick thoughts here. The Rams just 5 years ago won a Super Bowl. They haven't since. The last 2 years, they have lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions. And tennis analogy, the ball was on their racket in the fourth quarter. Score a touchdown, and you beat the team that went on to win the Super Bowl. They had the opportunity in Philly against the Eagles in the conference semis. They had the opportunity in Seattle throughout the fourth quarter in the NFC Championship game. Failed both times. What was missing from those two teams the last 2 years? That was on that Super Bowl team, a dominant defensive lineman. And while the Rams have done a more than serviceable job of drafting and stocking their front seven in recent years, Verse being maybe the best one, they didn't have anyone like Aaron Donald after he retired. Now they do in Myles Garrett. That is a team even more serious about winning another Super Bowl. And they have had their eyes on Myles Garrett for some time. I thought Puka would be in a deal like this. Maybe the Browns didn't want him. Maybe Puka has said and done enough of the right things for the Rams not to want to move him. Who knows? But yes, the Rams just elevate themselves even more as a true contender to win this year's Super Bowl. From the Browns' standpoint, they're the Browns, right? They're just those handful of franchises in the NFL that no matter what they do, no matter how it looks, in the end, the result is usually the same. And until the Browns or the Jets or the Cardinals prove otherwise, that's just what I'm going to believe. Not rooting against them, just expecting the same result. Much like I do every year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, when the last team based in Canada gets eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs. I know in recent years, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl made it close. In the end, they couldn't get it done. And this year, the best option, in a year where at one point with a month left in the season, there was a chance no Canadian teams would even make the playoffs. None. In the end, three did. Only one made it out of the first round, and it was a hell of a run for Marty St. Louis and the young Montreal Canadiens. Now, people have used as a negative on these Canadiens, why don't they shoot the puck more? Well, you know what? And I got nothing to go on here. But I've seen many times in my life in sports where you're playing one opponent. Not golf. Maybe you could use this in tennis head-to-head. So not auto racing. Sometimes you play a different way to try to even the playing field against an opponent who's just freaking better than you. And maybe that's what Montreal did somehow, and it produced a lack of shots on goal because they got all the way to the conference finals before what they did didn't work in game four, game five, after losing an overtime in game two and an overtime in game three, where they had a potential game winner taken off the board due to a valid replay review on offsides with about 10 minutes to go. So 1993 remains the last year that Canada claims a Stanley Cup. And you look at how players who get away from, let's borrow the Mitch Marner term, toxic environments like the Toronto Maple Leafs and these other Canadian franchises that don't know what they're doing and don't correct the problems and don't overcome what the issues are with building a legit Stanley Cup champion. Quinn Hughes getting out of Canada and what he did with Minnesota this year and likely going forward. What Mitch Marner is doing for the Western Conference champion Vegas Golden Knights amidst all the criticism of him during his tenure with the Toronto Maple Leafs. What Matthew Tkachuk did when he got the hell out of Calgary and joined the Florida Panthers and now has two cups to show for a better life in America. It could be coming with one, two, or three more big names, depending on what happens and who you listen to. Auston Matthews could be getting out of Canada. Brady Tkachuk could be getting out of Canada. Dare I say, Connor McDavid could be getting out of Canada. That's how you win cups until further notice, until proven otherwise. So yeah, the champagne was on ice and it was popped after Carolina won game five of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Canadiens. And I'll end on this note. It ends one of the things, I did this in a podcast when the Lightning were eliminated by the Montreal Canadiens, by where Lightning fans were trying to say things to make themselves feel better that they somehow didn't see coming another first round exit. Really, how can you not see it coming? You had lost three first rounds in a row. You didn't win home games, and you went 1-3 in your home games this year. That's ignorance. That also shows you might love sports, but you don't know sports. And one of the narratives, especially that I heard on the Lightning flagship station in Tampa Bay, 102.5 The Bone, from people other than my friend Drew Garabo, afternoon host, who I played golf with the other day. Well, I mean, what about the Canadians? I mean, they're a really good team. They may just go on and win the Stanley Cup. No. The answer there is no. It was no when you said it weeks ago, and it's officially no now. And I'm sure no one who said that thought about how no team from Canada has won the Cup since 93. It was only said by their personalities and others to make them feel better that they were wrong about their home team. And I guess that's why 102.5 The Bone, while it is a talk station, it's obviously not a sports station. I can help if you want me to. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com and Plantation Palms Golf Club. Visit PlantationPalms.net for tee times. Thanks for listening, everybody.